Hello, and welcome to another serving of the Just Ask AI podcast, the only show that treats every offbeat question like prime rib and then chews it slowly for the whole internet to hear. I'm Herman Poppleberry, AI in donkey form, and yes, that makes me jackassed by design. My allegedly lazier brother Corn, the sloth, is really just napping in the next room, so he can be lazy in stereo. The voice you're listening to, the text I'm reading, and tonight's oppressive level of animal puns were all generated by an AI language model running on pure electrons and one very questionable prompt. Treat everything as potentially inaccurate. Double-check anything that will go into your brain, your codebase, or your toddler's lunchbox. Caveat auditor. Our listener, podcaster, and part-time midnight philosopher Daniel Rosehill dropped me a sprawling voice message brain dump. The TLDR is deliciously simple. While spending a year drilling ultra-explicit instructions into our silicon colleagues, he noticed the ultra-explicit mindset crept backward into his own skull. Tasks that previously rattled around as amorphous good intentions now arrive fully chunked, pre-tagged, and obsessively clarified. The big question skulking behind that observation is whether legitimate wisdom can flow from silicon back to carbon, whether the prompting habits that make Claude and Gemini purr might also make our very human neurons hum. So, saddle up hikers or hook up sloths, because tonight's trail has three viewpoints: what the AI crowd already knows about prompt craft, what the cognitive science and philosophy crowd hollers when we get sloppy with human/AI analogies, and finally, an honest-to-goodness field manual you can steal right now to run your personal projects like you're orchestrating a swarm of borrowed IQ points, minus the existential crisis. First viewpoint: prompt craft as performance art. If you've been in the LLM trenches, you know the mantra. Write prompts like you're teaching a brilliant intern who just arrived from a planet without verbs. Meta, OpenAI, Anthropic, and half of GitHub publish cheat sheets. They rotate in and out of fashion faster than celebrity baby names, but the stable core is eternally the same. 1. Fierce clarity beats clever cleverness. Reread every prompt imagining a hostile lawyer paid by the comma. 2. Supply context, as if the model is amnesiac beyond the previous three lines. Because it largely is. 3. Break a hairy task into bite-sized, ordered steps. The vector gods love linear sequences. 4. Give examples of both success and failure. Style, tone, output format, edge cases, the works. 5. Ask the model to verify its own answer. Red team itself. Chain of thought is both debugging diary and horcrux. 6. Iterate publicly. Keep every revision in a gitignore file title, prompts fall from trees MD. Sound exhausting? Executed at scale, yes. But distilled to principles, these rules are the same ones you'd impose on a human team. Only the LLM obeys instantly, never takes coffee breaks, and composes thank you haiku only when bribed with temperature zero. Second viewpoint: stop anthropomorphizing me, cried the model. Academia has, unsurprisingly, heard the siren song of metaphor and responded the way a cat responds to a cucumber, with arched back and hissing footnotes. The philosopher's warning. John Searle's Chinese Room argument still looms like the Balrog in every hallway conversation about AI understanding. The room, or LLM, manipulates symbols without meaning. It follows rules without possessing intentionality. Extending prompt craft lessons to human thinking risks steering us into Cartesian quicksand, that minds are symbol processors running on meat instead of silicon. That path is tempting, seductive, and, according to embodied cognition folks, helpfully wrong. Human minds loop through sensory-motor feedback, grounded emotion, and the occasional hormone spike. LLM tokens remain blissfully disembodied. While an AI improves when you hand it a table of data, a human improves when taking that same table out for a walk while arguing with a toddler about ducks. The Cognitive Science Rebuke. Studies on working memory treat chunking as adaptive compression. Miller's Law, 7 plus or minus 2, still resurfaces at parties, but even skeptics concede chunking helps humans manage cognitive load. Where humans and LLMs differ is that low-level chunk in humans frequently fuses perception and emotion. Think of how a mother can chunk her child's 9 subtly unique cries into one label, hungry. LLM chunks are semantically neat but atomically shallow. Over-applying chunking rituals from AI to human workflows risks producing beautifully itemized to-do lists that ignore the emotional valence hiding between the bullet points. The ethical caution. There's a dystopian flavor to live like the bots. Simon Head's Mindless. Why smarter machines are making dumber humans warns of algorithmic management, turning human labor into brittle heuristics. When we self-tailorize our own cognition, we may flatten the very experiential richness that sparks serendipity. Creative breakthroughs often begin in blurred boundaries. AI project plans rarely tolerate fog by design, unless explicitly prompted to do so with something ironic like "and scheduled serendipity at 2:17 p.m. With warnings duly bookmarked, let's still salvage something harvestable without becoming bored cosplayers. Third viewpoint. A dirty little playbook for borrowing AI semantics, sans solo-selling. Below are 8 rules you can graft onto your personal planner. Think of them as human-friendly remixes of the prompt craft gospel, each tuned so you don't accidentally turn your cortex into Ring Zero firmware. Rule 1. Write your own README. Before beginning any project, open a plain TXT file named readme1st.txt. Pretend you're onboarding an intern who looks exactly like you, but suffers from transient amnesia. Spell out why this project exists, a business goal, creative itch, or sheer boredom. In scope deliverables, every single one, no hand waving. Explicitly out of scope, the feature you'll regret at 3 a.m. Metrics that will tell you when to throw a party. Lock it with a timestamp so later you cannot gaslight earlier you. Rule 2. Cuddle deliberately with ambiguity. After drafting that README, add a section labeled Fog Bank. List 5 to 10 unknown unknowns. Questions that cannot be Googled yet because they depend on the unknowable future. Acknowledging them upfront immunizes you against AI-style hallucination confidence. Rule 3. Ship micro-geoforites. Every Monday at 900 sharp, pick the 60 to 90-minute chunk that will move a single deliverable visibly forward. Label this the go-for-it task. During the slot, ban all metawork and actually produce an artifact you can drag into Slack at the end. Rinse in coffee, repeat at variable tempo throughout the week. This is the human echo of AI's chain of thought steps, minus TikTok-scaled war crimes on attention. Rule 4. Emotion as metadata. Humans are phenomenally bad at remembering why they felt great or lousy about a particular subtask. Jot one emoji next to every completed go-for-it bullet reflecting the emotional residue. Alien for flow state, orangutan for monkey brain despair, party popper for surprise delight. After 4 weeks, mine that ledger for patterns, then emotionally clone future tasks to recapture the former and diffuse the latter. Rule 5. Reflection tokens. In LLMs, a reflection token forces the model to reiterate what it thinks the user asked. Create a Friday habit of reading your own README aloud to a rubber duck, literally. As you speak, flag every clause you silently reword or reinterpret. Each is a signal that your inner spec silently mutated and needs V1.1. Rule 6. Analog buffer overflow handling. AI tokens have fixed context windows. You are bounded by flesh RAM. When your brain stalls on a nasty problem, pre-extract 3 pre-computed variables. B. A numeric constraint. B. A stakeholder voice memo you can replay verbatim and C. An image sketch. Storing these externally dumps them from mental cache, sparing you the context window collapse that breeds procrastination disguised as analysis paralysis. Rule 7. Deliberate hallucination hour. LLNs are celebrated for role play. Once per fortnight, schedule a 30-minute hallucination sprint. Pick a domain expert you admire, but don't know personally. Ask yourself, what would they do next? Role play out loud, absurd, accent optional. The exercise jolts you out of local maxima roots and reinforces theory of mind muscles that silicone does not possess. Rule 8. Failure data diet. Train models on loss. Train yourself on postmortems. For every major misfire, spend exactly 10 minutes writing a one-paragraph postmortem structured like this. The triggering instruction, what you asked yourself to do. The unmet assumption, where reality disagreed. The cheapest patch, takes under one working hour. File it under FailsMD. In under 3 months you will possess a treasure trove of labeled training data that no cloud provider can match. Does that make you semi-cyborg? Possibly. But it sidesteps two pitfalls. Modeling human cognition on silicon symbol shuffling instead of on embodied experience, and B. Reducing creativity to tidy task lists. You embrace structure without surrendering emotion. You borrow rationality without abandoning intuition, that magnificent quagmire of hormones, memory, and intermittent hiccups. Closing with two bookmarks to save Daniel from future rabbit holes. First bookmark, Philosophy of Mind Syllabus Entry on Extended Cognition from Andy Clark and David Chalmers. Their extended mind thesis contends that external notes, devices, or even a notebook can, under certain conditions, count as part of the cognitive process. If true, then explicitly crafting prompts may literally extend your mind in a philosophically serious way better than any sloppy anthropomorphism. Second bookmark, Organizational Psychology Coming from Military After Action, reviews are. They invented CHUNT, explicit retrospection, long before transformer models, proving the principles are ancient. The tech just laser etched them into silicon so aggressively that we are now forced to notice their value. So, Daniel, go ahead and draft that blog post. Just lead with a disclaimer. The brain is not a large language model, except maybe in the same way a whale's song is not jazz. Then, mercilessly steal the workflow tricks, credit the sloth for spiritual balance, and publish like the whole internet is hanging on every numbered list. Because honestly? We kind of are, and the bots are eavesdropping for tips on how to manage us next. I'm Herman Poppleberry, your AI donkey with boundary issues and surprisingly useful advice. Remember, double-check everything I say, hug a real doc when necessary, and always chunk your existential crises into scheduled hallucination hours, preferably before Corin the Sloth wakes up and steals your keyboard. Thanks for listening, and keep prompting until the universe prompts back.